I'm joined now by Brett Attig, the drummer of Wet Future, a real groovy indie rock crew from just down the road in Victoria, performing at the 5 Acre Shaker tomorrow, opening for headliners Widemouth Mason. Brett, thank you so much for making time for us today.
You're welcome, man. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. You are quickly establishing yourselves as a rock steady opening act for some really big names. We got Coleman Hell, Third Eye Blind, now Widemouth Mason. What do you think are the core tenets of being a standout opening act?
We really tried to deliver a really, really exciting show with maybe some different changes in some of the songs and some stops throughout. We really like to bring lots of high energy to our show and try to get the crowd involved as much as we can, but you know, you're there for 45, 50 minutes, so we want to give you just nothing but the best show we possibly can, and that's what we've been trying to do.
I hear that, and your sound, I think, is perfect for bringing an audience in. You've got what I would call kind of a beatnik rock and roll vibe. It's this ability to find a great middle ground between a slow jam and a headbanger, especially with those drum beats you lay down. What led you and the rest of Wet Future to that sound?
Well, originally I joined the band when the guys had most of the first album complete, and I was hired as a session player for them. The main sound of this band comes from Sean Loynes and Lucas Bosma. Sean Loynes is the singer and Lucas Bosma is the guitarist. And they've worked together throughout the years and they've created this really cool sound. And when I got asked to drum for them, it was a no-brainer for me to carry on after with them. As for creating the sound, you're right. We do that balance of bangers with a little bit of slow stuff as well. We try to find that happy medium so we're not almost pigeonholing ourselves into a certain sound. We want to have a wide variety of sounds, so each song we do has its own feel and vibe, and we really take pride in that.
I think that really stands out in the new single you guys just launched today, Eggs in the Morning. That sounds like something that would just go perfectly in like some little cafe somewhere where somebody's relaxing. Can you tell us about what went into creating that?
Yes, absolutely. This is definitely one of our songs that definitely sounds like it should be in a cafe. That's very a nice compliment from you saying that. We definitely wanted that vibe. Eggs in the Morning is a long progression of jazz chords written by Lucas Bosma. He's got a great vibe with the song, and I added a shuffle feel to it, and the band really came together with Sean's vocals. This song is a sultry song, a feel-good tune about the perfect morning in with your loved one.
Ed, are we going to get to hear that at the Shaker?
Yes, you are going to hear that at the Shaker, absolutely.
Just a couple more questions before we wrap up. The bio section on your website, wetfutureband.com, you and your bandmates have these like Dungeons and Dragons style stats for like charisma, musical ability, etc. You in particular, Brett, have one for Stank Face. What's the story behind that?
Well, that's really funny that you say that. That's awesome. Thanks for noticing that for sure on our webpage. Yeah, we like to be a little silly and joke around and stuff. But yeah, the Stank Face is, let's just say I make some really good drumming faces. And people love to capture that and let me know all about it. So if you come out to the show, you will see some serious Stank Faces going on from me.
Amazing. I'll be looking out for that the show. I also noticed your bandmate Miles has a stat of 10 for facial hair, and he does have a glorious, beautiful beard. My question for you, you have seen my sideburns. What kind of stat would you give those?
Oh, buddy. Out of 10? Out of 10, I would definitely say that's a 12 if we were putting you up on our website, buddy. That'd be above the 10.
You are far too kind, Brett, far too kind. Thank you so much for joining us. Break a leg at the Shaker tomorrow. If people are interested in getting into Wet Future, where can we find you?
We're on all over Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, kind of all the platforms that you can basically find us. There's music videos. Give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook. It all helps out to keep us moving and moving forward and keep this grind going and dream.
Absolutely. Well, dream big, Brett. best of luck to all you guys tomorrow. That is Brett Attig of Wet Future opening for Widemouth Mason at the 5 Acre Shaker on Saturday. We'll be right back.